Hi, my name is Verity, and at the moment we are at the Abbotsley Literary Festival, and we have the opportunity to speak to Jessica Shevington.
Hi, Verity.
Hi. So, what is the most challenging part of writing a book?
It's different for every book, but I think there's a middle section of the story where you have a plan and it feels like things can derail and change, and it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So definitely the middle section of the book is the most challenging in terms of sort of sitting down and concentrating on it day after day and believing in the final product. So yeah.
So people often talk about like writer's block. So how do you deal with this?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and my answer is sometimes not very helpful because I actually don't believe in writer's block. I believe that we have days where we do our job better than other days, but if writer's block believes in exists in writing, then I think any kind of worker's block has to exist in any career. So a doctor can't turn up and say, well, I'm not really feeling it today, I can't operate. And I think the same thing with writing, but sometimes we just write better content, and if we can't come up with the right way to move a story forward, my advice to anyone is actually just keep writing, like keep working with your characters. Even if you take them for a walk to the park or to the shop, they can do something as boring as buying a carton of milk, but somewhere along the way you'll find something that you can work with, and then you go from there.
So in this session we just had, you talked about your research for your latest book. We were wondering what this experience was like.
Yeah. So the research for Disruption and Corruption, which is my latest two book series, was great. It took me to Arlington, Virginia, and I had an opportunity to sit down, well, kind of sit down, with an ex-CIA operative who is... I tracked him down in his little sort of home pub out in Bluemont, Virginia, and it was a truly amazing experience, and I got to learn a lot about a facility in America that is steeped in a lot of secrecy. And I also had the opportunity to sort of go on my own adventure, which has fed so much of the life and content into the book as well, which has been great.
So with all this traveling that you do for your to research for your book, what tools do you use to make your writing easier?
Yeah, good question. So I have a notebook for every single one of my books. So for every novel, there will be at least one or two big notebooks that have gone with it. The initial stage of my writing is all in pen, which is possibly a little bit outdated now, but I love to do my chapter breakdowns in pen so I can scribble all over the page and go back and write little notes. And it's just become part of the process to me in way that I understand, so I follow it, and those notebooks sort of become like my Bible in a way. So that's one of the big things that I do, and having handwritten chapter breakdowns then becomes the guideline for my books. It doesn't always work perfectly. For some, I've only written half of the story in chapter breakdown and then I've let it kind of progress organically, but definitely chapter breakdowns are a big part of my initial laying out of the characters and the story arc and how it's all going to come together. So, yeah.
Thank you for your time, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.